USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Agatha was expected to fall apart over the mountains of Mexico and dissipate by Wednesday. But there is a small chance its remnants could emerge in the Gulf of Mexico, where it could become the Atlantic Basin's first named storm of 2022. U.S. Navy Command Master Paul McCrory on Fox News Monday morning.
Well, this morning there's going to be a tomb wreath laying at the Tomb of the Unknown. We also do a wreath laying at the U.S. Navy Memorial in the Capital Region. There's also a couple of parades that all of the different service branch ceremonial guards will be partaking in. And it's all to pay tribute to our fallen shipmates and soldiers that have come before us and paid the ultimate sacrifice.
We are USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Leftist Senator Gustavo Petro and conservative businessman Rodolfo Hernandez will face off in Colombia's presidential election next month. Petro is a former mayor of Bogota. Hernandez is a real estate tycoon and former mayor of Bucaramanga. A settlement has the judge's blessing with regards to the Surfside condo property collapse in Florida 11 months ago.
A Florida judge has given initial approval to a settlement to families who lost loved ones in last year's collapse of a beachfront condominium building. 98 people died when the 12-story Champlain Tower South building collapsed last June in Surfside, Florida. The judge who held the remote hearing said the quick settlement was the best possible outcome given the loss of life and property. The total settlement is more than $1 billion. Separately, people whose condos were destroyed and lost property will share about $96 million. The goal is to begin distributing the money by September. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Astronomers are excited about the possibility of a new meteor shower on Monday night, Tuesday morning. In order for the Tau Herculeid shower to be visible, pieces of comet SW3 must be traveling faster than 220 miles per hour to enter the atmosphere. Republican Congressman Dr. Ronny Jackson, speaking on Newsmax about the deadly shootings in his state of Texas, believes that a look must be taken at the moral decline in the United States as the root cause of such violent acts.
Well, the whole state of Texas and the whole country, for that matter, are mourning, what happened there. And our prayers are with them, and we're going to do everything we can from the state perspective and from the federal perspective to help this community heal, everything we can to make sure this never happens again. And I've said before, I really think we have to look at the big picture here and look at the root cause, and I think that we have to address the moral decline in this country, because I think that's a big part of what's going on here. We've gotten away from family and from God and from community, and those are things that we have to embrace again. That's what made this country great and what made this country safe, quite honestly. I could have never imagined something like this happening when I was growing up in a town. It was roughly the same size as Uvalde here in Texas as well. But things have changed now, and our kids are exposed to a lot of stuff that it's harmful to them with video games, these violent video games that they're exposed to at a very early age. And I've said before, some of the lyrics and the rap music and stuff that they listen to is not healthy, and we need to address this kind of stuff. This is what's causing a lot of these problems.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.